Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is August 3rd, and I hope everyone enjoys this Sunday's confidence. Thank you for listening to the show, and we're going to put on some Ralph Smart. He's going to come on shortly. He's going to talk about today how to not absorb other people's energy, the negativity. So we're not going to let that weigh us down, everyone, okay? Pure confidence, joy, light.
Infinite waters diving deep once again. Here we are in nature. is beautiful. The birds are singing. How to stop absorbing other people's energy, other people's junk? How do we neutralize ourselves? I say every single day, I am not in this world to live up to your expectations. You do your thing and I do mine. And if by chance we meet, that's beautiful. But if not, well, that can't be helped. There are a number of tools I deal with when we talk about not absorbing other people's energy. You have many people around the globe who are very sensitive. Some people call them psychics. I say everyone is a psychic. We just have varying degrees of sensitivity. The very sensitive people are able to read other people's minds when they're not even speaking. They can go into a room and they just attract all of this energy. They feel what everyone else is feeling in the room. This can be a great gift to be able to feel, especially in a desensitized world. But how do we protect ourselves, especially the people who are very sensitive to other people's energy? I found 5 ways that work for me. I'm going to share them with you. First of all, we have what we call the intuitive empath. Empathy is different from sympathy. Empathy is the ability to recognize other people's emotions. Sympathy is feeling compassion for other people. Empathy is feeling into other people. You place your mind into theirs and you feel, you embody what they're going through. Many people who are very sensitive, we call them the intuitive empath. So how do we stop absorbing other people's energy and junk? Here are the 5 ways. Number 1, remember, you can't please everyone. Except not everyone is going to like you. Once you can get past that, you don't absorb other people's energy. Because everyone on this planet is here for a different reason. They're living their own unique life journey. Some people will love you, some people will hate you. There are no positive or negative people, there is only resonance. Resonance is the key factor we have to pay attention to. But you cannot please everyone. Please love me, please be my friend. You have a lot of people in the world who are too nice. They always say, why do nice people finish last? There's nothing wrong with being nice. It's more important, however, to be yourself. Once you stay true to yourself, you don't absorb other people's energy because you are loving yourself 100%. You are accepting yourself 100% for who you are. If people don't like it, too bad, they can hit the road. I'm sorry. Number 2, a great way how to stop absorbing other people's energy is the invitation. Choose whether or not you want to be invited to where this person is going to take you. Nobody can enter our dominion, which is your inner kingdom, which is a universe in itself, without an invitation. We attract every single person into our lives. We have to see that. Many of us, we leave food. Food is the invitation for people to come in, into the house. When there's no food at anybody's house, no one's over there. However, once your next door neighbor has a great banquet of food, everybody's over there. So we have to remember that we are consciously or unconsciously inviting people. Not absorbing other people's energy is to remind ourselves of this every single day. We have the power within to choose whether or not we want to invite this person into our temple, which is essentially within ourselves. Number 3, do not pay attention. A lot of people are called energy vampires. An energy vampire is someone who uses your energy to survive. In essence, it's a parasite. A parasite can only live on the host body. They call it paying attention for a reason. Because everything in the universe is a process of exchange. The universe is a great business man or woman. That is the law of nature, the law of exchange. When you pay someone attention, you are in essence giving them energy. So we have to change our focus to stop absorbing other people's energy. Whatever you focus on grows. Energy vampires work by making you think of them. Thoughts are energy, therefore they steal your thoughts. Energy is money. Therefore you feel exhausted after thinking of them. Just the thought of them alone tires you out. We have to remember where we pay attention. Are we focusing on what we want, or are we focusing on what we fear? We have what I call and coined the emotional drive-by. This is where people, they absorb your energy by dumping their energy on you like a garbage trash can, and then they just drive off. That is the emotional drive-by. Be careful of the emotional drive-by. Let it go. Do not become the trash can for someone else. Know your worth, know your value. Do not allow anybody else to give you value. That is how to stop absorbing other people's energy. Essentially, we have to let go of society's expectations. Number four, breathe. Just going into nature can purify your senses. You get the chi circulating around you. You feel light. You feel fun. You feel free. You can meditate. Whatever you want to do. Meditating is not just sitting under a tree in a lotus pose. It can be dancing, singing. Purify the water within yourself. Change the water. Become fluid like the water. Become like the butterfly. Have you ever wondered why you can't catch a butterfly? A butterfly is sensitive, but it does not absorb your energy. That's why you can't catch it, because it's wise. It is very light, but it is moving around so fast. Therefore, the trick and the secret, while you're breathing, you are speeding up your vibration. The more you slow down, the more you absorb other people's energy. Breathing increases the blood flow circulation around the body. The more you breathe, you feel calmer, you stop absorbing other people's energy. Keep your head up. The secrets of body language. How we carry ourselves in the world say so much about how we see ourselves. Remember, once you look down, you are inviting people to steal your energy. Walk with confidence, with self-esteem, to know that you are worthy, you are deserving. Don't let anybody make you feel inferior, because in essence, there is no one greater than yourself. When the caterpillar is there, consuming all of the food, becoming very greedy, it is absorbing a lot of energy, therefore it can't move. Becoming lighter is the only way to fly and stop absorbing other people's energy. Keep it moving just like the butterfly. Become an alchemist, become a transformer. We have to change our internal condition before we can change our external condition. That's the secret. Lastly, number five, take responsibility for your internal condition. your feelings, how you feel inside is how you project yourself externally. The body is the unconscious mind. Become aware of your body. How do I feel? Ask yourself this question. To stop absorbing other people's energy, once you take 100% responsibility, you realize that it's not the other person's problem. It is your problem for you to take care of how you feel at any given moment within the day. We live in a world of infinite possibilities, of infinite creations, of infinite expressions. Therefore, the universe gives everyone a job. We have to remember that nature has a sense of humor. Nature is sending people into our lives to test us. Your greatest adversary is your greatest friend. The people who are draining our energy, don't give them power, because what you fight, you give energy to. Tap into your authenticity 100%. Take responsibility that you are a co-creator. We are creating our own reality based on thoughts and feelings. Everything is based around perception. The perception we have of ourselves is greater than the perception other people have of us. That is the secret. Become aware that once you change your perception, you change your reality. That is how you stop absorbing other people's energy. Perception, coming from the Latin percipio, meaning the apprehension with senses. Everything is based on how we see ourselves. That is the secret of perception. It all lies within us. Our image we have of ourselves. How do you see yourself? Am I a victim? Because once you see yourself as a victim, then you give other people power over you. Therefore, you start absorbing their energy. Nobody has power unless you give them power. How do you see yourself? That is the only thing that matters. You can't change what other people think of you. Therefore, you fly. Fly past other people. Let go of fear today. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Many of us are stuck in fear. To move past fear, we have to embrace ourselves for who we are. It's not about fitting in on the planet. Please like me. Please be my friend. Through indoctrination, subliminal programming, mind control, many of us from childhood are told we have to fit in. We have to be the same, act the same, dress the same, laugh at the same things. No, we don't. We have to be who we are 100%. Be yourself. Love yourself. The more you connect with yourself, the more empathy you can show to others. Many people who embrace nature, they activate their pineal gland, which is the seat of your intuition. So now you pick up everyone's feelings, their emotions. You project yourself into their own personality. It's liberating, but if you don't know how to stop absorbing other people's energy, it can become a problem. Many people in society are cognitive misers. This is where they choose not to worry about anybody else. Many people, their pineal glands are calcified through the fluoride in the water, bad food diets, also choosing not to become aware that we are living in a world of infinite possibilities. All of this calcifies the pineal gland. So many people do not show empathy because they choose not to. Some people have called them psychopathic. Some people have called them desensitized people. We have to remember, when we talk of not absorbing other people's energy, essentially we attract what we are. We have to place ourselves in environments which boost our spirits, which raise our vibration and frequency. Like attracts like. Many people, when they absorb our energy, it's not a negative or positive thing, because we have given them permission. Everything in nature is based on a symbiotic relationship. There's a relationship between the sun and the ocean, between the moon and the plants. Everything is based on sharing in nature. So, to stop absorbing other people's energy, we have to say, is this person making me feel good? And am I making them feel good? Is there an equal exchange of energy here? Or is it just lopsided on the scales? One person is just taking all of my energy. We have a choice of where we want to be, of where we place ourselves in this universe. The power lies within you. We have to remember, we are worthy. You are worthy to have the most limitless, expansive, brilliant existence. Why are we spending our whole day ruminating on someone who is insignificant? We have to move past that. Let it go. Brush it off. The secret to stop absorbing other people's energy is to change what you tune into. Many of us are watching so many hours of television which tells lies to your vision. We have to tell our own vision. Tell our vision. That's what we should change it to. Programs. Jerry Springer hasn't been on for ages, but talk show programs. We're absorbing all of their problems when they're talking about their relationships, all of their problems. Some of it may be beneficial, which is beautiful, but a lot of the television programs are there to keep us distracted, to keep us like programmed robots, zombies, drones. Wake up! The human brain is a giant antennae, a transmitter and receiver of information. Therefore, we have to be conscious of what channel we are tuning into. That is how to stop absorbing other people's energy. Change your channel, change your focus. Just like a TV, if you don't want to watch a program, you change the channel so you don't have to take in that energy. The secrets of nature are revealed in every aspect of our life, if only we would look. Women connect to the universe through their womb, which is the stargate. It is, in essence, the gateway between two worlds, spirit and matter. Many women feel through their wombs. It talks to them. It is their seat of intuition. Therefore, to stop absorbing other people's energy, other people's junk, women have to learn how to protect their womb, cultivate the womb, place it in healing energies, go to nature, take a walk, take a swim, jump up and down, feel alive. We have to feel alive to stop absorbing other people's energy. Most of all, we have to say to ourselves, we are worthy. You are worthy. Live, breathe, enjoy. That's the secret. Many nice people feel, if I am polite, that's all I need to get through life. No, we have to be direct and true with ourselves. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Be yourself. The power of no, that will get you far in life. say it with confidence. Set energetic boundaries. Once you can say no to people with confidence, you stop absorbing everyone's energy. People's energies you don't want to absorb. A lot of really nice people, they deny themselves the truth because they want to make everyone feel happy. So they don't want to say no to anyone. They don't want to hurt people's feelings and upset other people. In essence, they upset themselves by refusing to listen to their inner oracle, which is their heart. Right here in nature, I hear the birds singing. Their song is one of harmony. Sound is a great way to stop absorbing other people's energy. Everything is based on vibration. Sound is vibration. Music is the universal language. Once we can heal ourselves through sound, listening to music that uplifts our spirits, it helps us to remain neutral. We have to remain neutral. Salt water. If you live near the ocean, go and take a swim. Salt water can keep all of your cells neutral. Water changes the structure of your DNA. Intuition comes from the Latin intuitus, which means to look at, to gaze upon. Therefore, the more we connect with ourselves, the more we begin to notice the intricate designs of nature. It is a tremendous gift to have a deep intuition. However, we have to remember how to protect ourselves from harmful energy. Remember to have fun. Smile. You cannot catch a butterfly. Even though the butterfly is sensitive, it has learned and mastered the secrets of the universe because it is flying. So light, so free, so powerful. We have to become that butterfly. Sensitive, but at the same time, protecting ourselves from harmful energies. The power is within you. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace.
People who are frustrated, who are upset, stressful times. One cannot help but absorb that, right? But if you have the sense of skills like Ralph Mar is talking about, and you're connected in something else, notice that the energy is safe. It will be connected within yourself, within your own aura field. Personally, I like what he said there about changing the channel, because I do that to refocus into the positive stream. But another technique I also learned, too, is to understand, come from a place of understanding. a lot of times people who are negative, they'll say negative things, negative thoughts, sounds, behavior, emotions. They're that way because they're sick, because they don't have enough energy, vibrancy to really get through their day. They really are struggling with their own aura field. So that's something that I know. If you start getting, like, aura photography, photographs, you know, it's, like, very affordable, but it shows you the energies of people that are around you. And you may have someone in your family that's always just, like, you know, a downer. You take the aura photo between the two of you. You see now their energies were always low. They always had, like, they struggle with a certain amount of energy, so they never really quite understood you, or, you know, maybe your energy came off too overbearing because you're too positive, you're too much for them. And here you were just being innocent, you know, that's what happens when you're talking about energy. So it's about energy understanding too. But yeah, stay well, stay blessed, and like I said, so, you know, this too shall pass. And people are just sick. So when I understand, I go from a place of understanding, it helps me not to get into their world so much and absorb all that negative bout. I've gotten accustomed to not absorb their negative bouts. So it is a defensive warrior, spiritual warrior type skill, but anyone can learn how to do this. You know, imagine going into work. Imagine going outside, enjoying your day. And even though people are going through things, you're able to be a sun to them. You're able to be confident and reassuring. You could just look at them and smile and melt away all their problems. You know, you could just walk by and not really absorb any of that negativity and just be, instead of a hindrance to our world, you become like, you know, just a contributing, benefiting factor in terms of energy. You're just like a walking ray of sunshine, literally, like you're a joy. So, you know, stay well, stay blessed, as Ralph Smart say. I say blessings, you know, he says peace, it's all the same. You know, have a wonderful day, everyone. Sunday's meditations, I hope you enjoy this little segment. And peace. Join us again for every Sunday we do meditations here. This Thursday, I will do the tarot talk with everyone, so stay tuned for Joy Maka Thursdays, Astrology, Herbs, and Tarot. But Sunday is definitely more into the spiritual meditation zone. So have a wonderful day, everyone.